Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, good. Is everybody done dancing? Okay. We got to hit the books. We got a lot of work to do. All right, so coronavirus. Where we're at right now is a 12th confirmed case in the U.S. Thank God, only 12. Could be worse. Right now, the count in the United States, in the globe, in the world, is about 28,600, 564 deaths. Every day, this keeps going up, which is another thing we need to talk about. In America, a 12th case has been confirmed in Wisconsin. From what we understand, the patient had recently traveled from Beijing, is stable, doing okay. Other cases include in California, which seems to have the majority of the cases, a couple in Illinois, Arizona, Massachusetts. But 12 cases so far in the U.S. From what we understand, samples of coronavirus have been shipped to the United States for us to study it. China doesn't want us coming there. We're bringing, you know, the cases here to look at. Hopefully they don't get leaked. Hopefully nobody drops them. Though, you know, some things happen, but they're going to be looking at that. I am trying to sift through all the headlines. There's one headline out there saying that patient number two, you know how we have like a ground zero when it comes to these epicenters? They say patient number two contracted the coronavirus within 15 seconds from patient number one, or A, patient A, let's say. That's kind of frightening. Again, it's taking me a little while. There's so much news to fact check. I just want to make a quick comment on that because you guys are going to probably be able to see it before I can make a comment on that or fact check it. But when somebody gets sick within 15 seconds, all right, and you hear about this, if nobody really clocked it and nobody examined them and nobody, you know, I don't know where they got that number. But when you do become infected, it does happen fairly quickly. If something, you know, lands in your nasal mucosa, if you breathe something in, infection basically connotes a pathogen outside of you but getting into you. So when you hear it took 15 seconds for somebody else to get sick and you're like, oh my gosh, this is spreading like lightning speed. Illnesses do spread like lightning speed, you know? I mean, pink eye. How many of you walk by somebody with pink eye, and then, you know, an hour or two later, your eye's already red and goopy? So, you know, or somebody farts on your pillow. So, in fact, in my family, I can almost time it. I know when they farted on my pillow based on when I get my pink eye. Not that you're supposed to get it from a fart, but still. So, the, you know, when they say, oh, the person got it within 15 seconds, I mean, that might have been somebody sneezed next to him. He breathed it in. I don't know who watched this, who clocked it, who measured it. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. The doctor, Dr. Lee, this is interesting. Dr. Lee, I hope I pronounced his name, Weinlang. Dr. Lee Weinlang is the 34-year-old ophthalmologist who back in December 30th, noticed what was going on, saw in his hospital a few SARS cases, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and contacted some of his other medical colleagues. He did it in like a WhatsApp chat, something like that. And he got arrested and detained. He later became affected by the virus, I believe it was January 12th, was diagnosed with coronavirus by January 30th. This morning we were told he was dead. Now the Wuhan hospital say, no, he's not dead, he's in critical condition. So we're not too sure what's going on with the whistleblower. They detained him because they thought he was spreading false information. You know, we doctors, our job is to educate other doctors on what we see so they could be prepared. I mean, if you're a doctor hired by, you know, China, you would think that China would want you to be, you know, proactive and be educated. And apparently, no, he got detained for that. Then he got sick himself. A lot of questions there. So the latest news is he didn't die. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Again, not the demographic of the weak, older, feeble, vulnerable. We don't know of any prior medical conditions he has. Most ophthalmologists look pretty healthy to me. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Do they have a name yet for this virus? Well, the International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses has submitted a name. We don't have it yet. They are trying to avoid what people have been calling the Kung Flu, which is ridiculous. But that's the problem. When you don't have a name, people don't want to call it the 2009 NCOV or the new coronavirus or the novel coronavirus. A lot of confusion. You see these memes with Lysol saying they kill coronavirus. We don't know if it kills this coronavirus, but people are like, oh, Lysol knew all along. But coronavirus has been around for a while. Coronavirus could cause the cold. Coronavirus could cause SARS. It could cause a variety of things. Affects animals. Coronavirus is a huge family of viruses. So Lysol wasn't wrong when they put that on their can years ago. It doesn't mean, you know, it's effective now. We don't know. It hasn't been tested. So apparently, as about over 28,000 people have been infected, they got to come up with a name for this. They could call it SARS-2 if they want. But they're going to have to come up with a name for this new coronavirus. It takes a while. There's votes. There's committee meetings. But I don't mind them doing that because I think we do need a name out there. They have to be careful, though. They can't associate it with China. They can't associate it with Wuhan. They can't associate it with an animal like a bat because, again, they don't exactly know what happened. And they have to be very, very careful because there's a lot of racism and bigotry going on right now when it, as it pertains to trying to avoid people or travel to that country. So they want to minimize that. So that's why we don't have a name on that. As we get more information on treatments, still no treatment. They are working speedily on a vaccine. They believe in the UK, they're going to be working on animal trials with the vaccine. So the UK is on it like, you know, salt on a pretzel. So they are on it. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Kirk Douglas leaves us at the age of 103. A lot of the young ones don't really know who Kirk Douglas is. I mean, you know, they were saddened and they were, you know, but I've asked some millennials, like, oh, do you know who he is? They really didn't know much, you know? I mean, even Spartacus and a lot of the movies were beyond my time. I knew about him and my day and age was Michael Douglas and Romancing the Stone. Even The Streets of San Francisco was still before my time. But I knew about Kirk Douglas. And I knew that he played Spartacus and all that because of, you know, my parents. They were huge, huge fans of his. So, you know, living till 103, spanning so many decades, and, you know, being such an icon in Hollywood, it did sadden a lot of people, and even the young ones are learning about him. What a lot of people don't know is, he was born Isor Danielovich, and I have a little better history of his childhood, because he has a very, very interesting path. He was poor, and he had an impoverished childhood. Wikipedia kind of also breaks this down. He had six sisters. He, I'm not exactly sure what his father did. If I remember correctly, you know, they did escape pogroms, and because they were from Russia originally. And from what I understand, they had to escape, unfortunately, before World War II, back in the turn of the century, last century, there were these Russian pogroms. They would come in and, you know, kill Jews, etc. His parents were Jewish immigrants from Chavsi Mogilev region in the Russian Empire. Family spoke Yiddish, which isn't Hebrew, but it's like, you know, like locks and glitch. And, you know, he's a putz, things like that. Those are Yiddish terms, although it's a whole language. His father's brother had immigrated to the U.S. earlier and used the surname Dembski. So the family went from being Danielovich to Dembski. Dembski doesn't sound as Jewish, religious, and a lot of people had to change their name. My family did the same thing, because if names... You were proud of your name, but if a name branded you and, you know, put you at risk of, you know, being dead, you adopted a name that seemed to be a little bit more Americanized to the country you were going to. And also, many people at Ellis Island couldn't understand what a lot of people were saying, and the names just got changed. That was a theory, but from what we understand, that did happen. You know, if you had a big, strong accent and it couldn't be spelled out, you got the name that they thought it was. So, Kirk Douglas grew up as Izzy Dembski, was his name. Then, legally changed his name to Kirk Douglas before entering the United States Navy during World War II. He wrote an autobiography in 1988 called The Ragman's Son, and he notes the hardships that he, along with his sister and parents, endured in the early years in Amsterdam, New York. Apparently, his father was a horse trader in Russia. Got himself a horse and small wagon, and became a rag man, meaning buying old rags, pieces of metal, and junk for pennies, nickels, and dimes. And then he would, secondhand and sell. Ragman wasn't one of the highest sort of job professions, but he did what he could. And Kirk Douglas wanted to be an actor after he recited a poem in kindergarten. He recited The Red Robin of Spring. Received applause. And once you get applause, it is addictive. It really is. Handsome guy, Kirk Douglas. So he growing up, he sold snacks to mill workers to earn enough to buy milk and bread to help his family. This is in New York. He delivered newspapers during his youth, had more than 40 jobs before he finally became an actor. And then he eventually moved out. He appeared in plays in Amsterdam High School. He graduated high school in 1934. He wanted to become a professional actor, but he couldn't afford the tuition. So he talked his way to the dean's office at St. Lawrence University and showed him a list of his high school honors. And then he graduated with a bachelor's degree in 1939. He did receive a loan, which he paid back working part-time as a gardener and a janitor. He was a standout on the wrestling team and wrestled to make money. In the 40s, he joined the Navy. 1941. Then he was a part of World War II. He served as a communications officer in anti-submarine warfare aboard the USS PC 1139. He was medically discharged for war injuries sustained from the accidental dropping of a depth charge. So he hurt himself, left the Navy, and then he started to work in radio, theater, commercials, did a lot of radio work, acted in network soap operas. And then eventually he got into movies. And very, very handsome guy. And he became a box office star in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, seeing this rags-to-riches story was just, you know, so heartening. And I'm not going to go into all the movies he did. He, one of his famous ones was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. That was also very, very good. But, you know, he was known as a lady killer. Very gifted actor. There's been a lot of discussion on, you know, his personality. And I'm not here to go into that. But he was, a lot of actors do, unfortunately, become, you know, buried in roles and things like that. You know, Viggo Mortensen notably had walked around town in New Zealand where they were filming with his sword because he wanted to be used to the sword. He didn't want to be, quote, Errol Flynning it. He wanted to be so used to the weight of the sword, and he wanted a real sword. And so he wanted to, you know, on camera look like this is something that he's been with his whole life. And so, you know, a lot of actors do that. He, you know, Kirk Douglas had some very, very interesting quotes. God answers all prayers. Sometimes the answer is no. You know, apparently he would write a lot about his stroke. He says, no matter how bad things are, they can always be worse. So what if my stroke left me with a speech impediment? Moses had one and he did all right. So he still had, you know, even after his stroke from a few years back, you know, he still kind of had that sense of humor and still had that poetic, you know, literary skill. Another quote he said is, my mother and my father were illiterate immigrants from Russia. When I was a child, they were constantly amazed that I could go to a building and take a book on any subject. They couldn't believe this access to knowledge we have here in America. They couldn't believe that it was free. And, you know, he got to have that insight that a lot of people don't and we all take for granted. We could go and grab a book and read the book, not be in trouble for reading the book. We have access to books. We're starting to limit our access as we're trusting internet to provide, you know, what we have access to. So there is a possible filtering. But, you know, we still have freedom that most countries don't have. He writes, people are always talking about the old days. They say that the old movies were better, that the old actors were so great, but I don't think so, he says. All I can say about the old days is that they have passed. And I think that's pretty remarkable. And I think that appeals to a lot of young people because it, you know, it's the concept of, you know, look, yeah, there's the old days, but it's in the past. You know, we have new, you know, we have, I don't know. To me, I found that to be pretty remarkable. But the one quote I wanted to bring up to you, which I found very, very interesting, was how he quit smoking. He says, unfortunately, once I did learn to smoke, I couldn't stop. I escalated to 2 packs a day very quickly and stayed that way for 10 years. He said, when I decided to stop, I adopted the method that my father had used when he quit. He would carry a cigarette in his shirt pocket, and every time he felt like smoking, Kirk Douglas said, he would pull out the cigarette and confront it. Who's stronger? You? Me? And always the answer was the same. I'm stronger. You know, because he was Russian. And back, the cigarette would go until the next craving. It worked for him, and it worked for me. So I found that fascinating, that that's how he was able to overcome smoking, you know? It's kind of one of those, you know, you're going to let a little baby cigarette, you know, And one of his final quotes was, listen, pacemaker, crash, stroke, what does it mean? God doesn't want me now. That's all. Well, God does want him. He has left us at the age of 103. Gifted actor, gifted writer, lot of personal things that are now being debated online of things that might have happened in the past. But, you know, we can learn a lot from our elders. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the nation the first time after an acquittal vote in the Senate on Wednesday.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
The president also showed off the latest Washington Post with the headline, Trump Acquitted. The man who admitted to stealing billions in a Ponzi scheme is now asking for early release. Bernie Madoff is asking a court to let him go because he's dying. In 2009, Madoff pled guilty to ripping off investors in his company, including wiping out the life savings of some Americans. A judge will make his ruling soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know how we've been calling painkillers painkillers? You have any painkillers? Can you prescribe painkillers? Doctors are over-prescribing painkillers. Well, they want to rename them. To call them pain relievers. Because they think when we call them painkillers, people expect it to kill the pain. That was a marketing technique. I'm not sure when that all happened, but it was a marketing technique. So medical experts think that we need to get rid of the concept that we are killing pain. We might be giving you some relief, but we're not killing the pain. Now, for any of us that suffer from a migraine, We're going back with him. And you know what? Find me a painkiller, okay? I need to kill this migraine. Don't give me relief from a migraine. I don't know if you guys have ever had a migraine. Migraine, and I want to talk about it because then I'll get one, is where if you take the wrong medicine, it comes back with a vengeance. So let's say you have a narcotic at the house, and you decide to take a narcotic for your horrible migraine because you're like, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. And you take that migraine, you take that narcotic. When that narcotic wears off, that migraine comes back with such a vengeance that a lot of people with migraines are even scared of taking certain pain medications. And we hope that a migraine medicine will work. In fact, when I used to get migraines badly, there was a migraine medicine that would work, but it would only work if I took it before I went to sleep. If I took it during the day, I would feel like crap and the migraine would still be there. So I had to wait at night until I could take it and then go to sleep so I could wake up headache free. I mean, there's really an art when you deal with something like that. Now, thank God, you know, I don't have other sorts of pain. But for those of you that deal with spinal stenosis and diabetic neuropathy and trigeminal neuralgia and postherpetic neuralgia and all sorts of other things, you know, it does take a choreography of how to avoid and minimize pain. The problem is we have this quote-unquote opioid crisis of people who overdose, most of them on illegal drugs like heroin or, you know, fentanyl-laced medications, such that we now have a bunch of people in pain, scared to death, not getting the medicines they need, and it's frustrating. So Professor Jamie Coleman advises the UK government on medicine safety, wants everything from paracetamol, which is like Tylenol, on upward to have a new label. He said, I would support the idea that analgesia are pain relievers and not painkillers. And they're right. He says people take more pain relief than they should do because they believe the more they take, the better it works, and that's not the case. Painkillers only work in the long term for 1 in 10 people with chronic pain. So many people on pain medication, you millions, have been taking them for years. So the drug addiction crisis, they've started to change it from the opioid crisis to the drug addiction crisis because you have somebody addicted to opioids, you can have somebody addicted to cocaine, somebody addicted to meth. And we can't just be whacking the mole on this one. We got to kind of treat addiction, per se. But it's a whole different, you know, ball of wax or weeds or whatever you call it when we're dealing with pain. We are scared of pain. We are engineered to fear pain. If something hurts, if we sprain our ankle, sprain our knee, it'll hurt when we use it, so we know not to move it. Pain is a defense mechanism. And our bodies are very, very good with pain. Sometimes it's super debilitating. A lot of times there's psychology that comes into play. But if you are touching a hot stove, or you're touching fire, there may be a little bit of a delay between the pain receptors going to the brain and back. But you know, your body needs to teach you to never touch fire again or never touch that stove again. So we are designed to be very sensitive to pain. Addictions and reward centers and dopamines also are very nicotinic receptors, cannabinol receptors, cannabinoid receptors. We have a variety of different mechanisms in play that will get rewarded and will react to pleasure. Sex, people are addicted to sex. Chocolate, I can't walk by chocolate without shoving my face into the bowl. So there are those addictions. But I'm hesitant to lump opioid addiction into other addictions if the person has pain. The problem is when you withdraw from opioid addiction, it's painful. So we don't know if your pain is the original pain caused by nerves or a pinched nerve or a herniated disc or from your withdrawal. And people are scared to death of pain. So when somebody is asking for more pain medications and they look scared, they're not lying. I don't think they're selling it. I think they are scared to death from going into rehab. You know, when I taught medical students on this, I said, look, you know, somebody who's a quote-unquote, you know, we used to call them pain seekers or narcotic seekers. They're not pain seekers because they aren't seeking pain, but drug seekers, or we call them drug seekers. I hated that term because, you know, many of the people, when you actually stop and talk to them, they don't want to be victims to that medication. They don't want to be slaves to a pill. But going through rehab is so scary and the withdrawal is so painful that it's easier for them to just take the medication. So we've been calling them painkillers for a long time. I mean, my grandmother was like, I need a painkiller. I need a painkiller. So they were called painkillers. That was never a proper term because we don't kill pain. We relieve it. A migraine, sometimes you can't put a migraine, you know, to bed. But usually pain subsides. Pain doesn't just quit or go away. Pain subsides. So a pain reliever, you know, is supposed to give you some relief. It kind of makes it a little bit more general. I don't think that helps. I'm already getting a migraine just thinking about it, going, oh, my gosh, please, no. But, you know, we do have, you know, very false expectations about these medications. You know, some people that overdose aren't overdosing for funsies. Some are. They like the high and all that. But some, what happens is they're in pain, so they take one. It's not cutting it. They're like, well, maybe this is expired. Maybe it's a bad pill. They'll take another one. Not much help. They're like, well, I waited. I can't take it anymore. This pain has been going on for an hour. It's been an hour, and it hasn't been an hour. See, if you've ever been in a whole lot of pain, 5 minutes feels like days. So they think it's been an hour, and it's only been 5 minutes, and they take another one. And they take another one. I keep bringing up the Wolf of Wall Street. You have to see the Wolf of Wall Street, the Quaalude episode. Not to ruin the movie for you, but it's been out, where they got a hold of some drugs, but it might have been expired or whatever, and it just wasn't working. And they waited the hour or two, so they took more. And then, unfortunately, there was such a delayed response that by the time it hit, they almost overdosed. That's what happens a lot of times with these pain medications. And so, you know, if somebody's in pain, that's why we were taught in school, don't let somebody be in that much pain. Make sure they have baseline pain control. And we're going the opposite now. Now people are without because they're trying to make it last. So if you don't have some baseline pain control, if it starts to hurt a little bit, you hopefully don't panic. But when you are like from 0 to 90, you have to take a whole crap load to start to bring that pain down. So yeah, whether you stop calling them pain killers or pain relievers or whatever, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's something you could do. But again, we really need to address people's pain. Pain stinks. And you would think in the year 2020 we could find better ways to control pain. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Well, you can be glad for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love religion, and those who, you know, love their Bible, love their God, you know, are religious, I think are cool. You know, I'm, you know, big fan, you know, and a lot of beautiful religions out there. The media, unfortunately, will call you right wing or an activist or, you know, and they'll call you names. Whether you think somebody is taking something too far or not, you know, I don't know why they have to throw the religion in there. So we have a headline that a Christian activist is suing the NFL for the pornographic halftime show. Now, maybe he is active in his church. I don't understand why they have to call him an activist. And, again, connote his religion, being Christian. But this is interesting, okay? Shakira and Jennifer Lopez had a very, very spicy, sort of sexy show, if you watch the halftime. Very gifted dancers. You know, Jennifer Lopez, again, you know, being 50, wants to show that 50-year-olds can still be sexy, can still be, you know, very relevant in entertainment. And so, you know, a lot of showing off. Unfortunately, there was a lot of, you know, disgusting sort of gyrations and, body exposure that I really didn't need to see on her end. Shakira seemed fine, you know. There was some tongue wagging, but I recognize that as a cultural thing. I think she was giving a nod to her Lebanese culture, and there's a cultural gesture that they do with their tongue that was something that she was kind of giving a nod to. So I really wasn't, but people took that, they had an issue with that as well. But a lot of people like the halftime. I mean, my son, he was like, you know, I was at a Super Bowl party. My mom was with him and the friends watching Super Bowl at home. He had to shut everybody up because the halftime show was starting. Okay, so my son is into Shakira. He doesn't know who J-Lo is, but, yeah, into Shakira. So, apparently, this gentleman, Mr. Daubonair, I believe his name is suing the NFL, Pepsi, the official sponsor of the halftime show, his cable company, and possibly others for piping pornography into his house that night. He's a former Ohio high school football coach, and he wants to watch a football game. He and millions. And he says that he was forcibly subjected to crotch grabbing, and the NFL should have to pay for it. His name is Dave Daubenmeyer. So he has a ministries podcast series, and he is noting that he plans to file a class action lawsuit seeking $867 trillion. He also ran, was on Facebook. They are putting him in a bad light. And, okay, that is a lot of money. That, you know, and maybe that is overkill. But, there is something to be said here, okay? You know, I'm a fan of football. And I've been very, very frustrated that football has kind of turned into a non-football platform. You know, Beyonce threw politics into it. Jennifer Lopez threw politics into it, having kids in cages and then singing Born in the USA and, you know, her with a flag. And, you know, because at first I didn't get those were cages. So I saw her with the American flag. I'm like, oh, well, that's very patriotic. So she's pro. Is this an anti-Kaepernick thing? No. From what we understand, it was kind of a slight towards Trump. So when you get to perform, you know, for Super Bowl, you're supposed to perform. You're not supposed to take advantage of the situation and inject politics into it, which is, again, my problem with the whole kneeling issue. You know, there is a time and place for, you being able to exercise your freedom of speech and, you know, make your points and all that. I mean, if somebody really, really wants to protest and do it during the NFL, then in the middle of a play, take a knee. I mean, that would really, you know, grab some attention. If Colin Kaepernick really wanted to grab the attention of, you know, people, then, you know, right as you're about to make a touchdown pass, stop, take a knee. But that's not what happened. They chose it during the national anthem. I mean, for those people that sacrificed, you know, when they were activists, I mean, they sacrificed. They, you know, Lady Godiva took off her clothes, right? You know, people taking off their bra and burning, you know, not that I would tell anybody to go on, you know, starvation protests, but, there's tons of ways to do it. But during the national anthem, we're going to take a knee. To me, that's not the most, you know, heroic at all. And I've been very, very frustrated that football is my escape. You know, I haven't been watching all the impeachment stuff. I haven't, I'm, you know what? I've been watching football. Now the football's over. I'm like, what do I do? And so, you know, now you have a halftime show. You have some talented people. And, again, I don't know how much politics Shakira put in. I don't believe I saw any, but Jennifer Lopez definitely. But we also had a lot of sex injected into the, you know, arena. Now, my boys are, you know, 17 and 19. And my kids, even when they were younger, I didn't really have to hide stuff from them. You know, me being a doctor and, you know, them having, you know, friends, you know, who had older brothers, my kids learned about sex when they were 7 and 4 years old. You know, when kids were talking about it, sleeping over. I told you, kids were joking one day after a sleepover. And I go, what's going on? And, you know, I go, you guys talk about sex? Well, teach me. What is it? Tell me. What is it? And, you know, they stammer. I told you what happened, right? The older boy, the 7-year-old, was like, well, it's, and then the 4-year-old goes, it's when a boy sticks his blank into the girl. And then they kind of giggle. And then the older boy goes, I just found that fascinating that, you know, if you ask a little girl what she thought sex was, well, it's when two people love each other and they hug and they hold and they go off on a horse to the castle and they love each other and they kiss a lot. Yet a boy, it's like an act. It's like, you know, just a, you know, so interesting how you could see on that, you know, primitive level how kids think and, you know, look at it. So, the older boy's like, how do you do that? How would you go up to, why? I don't want to do that, Mom. I'm like, you don't have to. You know, meanwhile, the 4-year-old's all laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, this is what sex is. And, of course, I told it to them in the most scientific, you know, medical. Well, you know, there is a reproductive system. Anyway, by the time I got done with it, I think they were even not, you know, not even thinking about sex from my definition of it. But, if my kids were kids when they watch a show, I wouldn't, you know, be worried about that. But it, you know, I think certain provocative dancing, I think it was a little inappropriate. Does the NFL have to be sued? No, but what I do kind of admire, you know, with this, display of, you know, activism, if we want to call it that, is I think the NFL needs to take a little bit more responsibility for what happens on their halftime shows, whether it's a breast being shown. Was that the Justin Timberlake and, you know, Janet Jackson, you know, decided to take off her, I don't know, they planned where everybody would see her breasts, I don't know. Or whether it's, you know, Beyonce, you know, with her political undertones. Whether it's, I mean, you know, if you're going to do the halftime show and it's about your music and dance, then music and dance. Do you have to have all this other stuff interjected in it? I don't get that. And, you know, this is why people always complain and why people are starting to stop watching the NFL. You know, I don't know how that helped. The 1-877 Doc Belly.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.